Michael Kelly is from the Irish Catholic newspaper, and we can hear too from the former chair of the SDLP, Eamon Hanna. Evening to you both.
Hi, Seamus. Good evening.
Hi, Seamus.
Eamon Hanna, how representative of Catholic thinking is Eugene O'Neill?
I would think that he speaks for a fair few people, perhaps in what might be called the middle class, where their primary interest is economic well-being. I welcome parts of his interview, and I agree with him. I think it's a very healthy situation if people use other identicators of identity rather than just Irish nationalist or British nationalist.
Michael Kelly, he says, Father O'Neill, at 45, for his generation of priests, the national question is irrelevant. No one's interested, he says. Do you believe that British and Irish identities are becoming blurred?
I mean, I grew up myself in Northern Ireland and lived there until I was 18. I think one of the major factors that has to be considered is the success of the peace process. People older than Father O'Neill, people older than myself, might remember a time when they could say with all justification that, you know, the Stormont institutions didn't have the best interests of Northern Catholics at heart. That has dramatically changed as a result of the peace process, the Good Friday Agreement, the St Andrews Agreement. You know, there is parity of esteem. There is world-renowned anti-discrimination legislation, fair employment legislation. We now have a police force in Northern Ireland, which is broadly speaking representative of the community. So I think some of the old certainties that were there, some of the old negativities about the Northern state that made Catholics not only sentimental towards unification with the Republic, but also feeling that that was the only way their parity of esteem could be respected and enshrined, I think those things have changed, and that makes the national question less relevant.
Well, Michael, do you think we now have unionist Catholics and nationalist Catholics?
Oh, I think we most certainly do, and I think that's a very healthy development. I think Catholics ought to be able to debate that among themselves.
And Eamon Hanna, this has political implications. Say Catholics increasingly see the SDLP is in decline, but they would never vote for Sinn Féin. Their vote's up for grabs, isn't it?
I think there's a lot of truth in that. But, you know, all this is a logical outworking of the Good Friday Agreement, which was meant to detoxify the border question and to make it a matter of change of sovereignty is a wholly democratic decision to be made at some stage in the future, if it is to be made. As Father O'Neill says, people are worried about the euro. They are worried. They are increasingly looking to their European identity. They're watching the Greek situation very, very carefully. They're trying to assess all that. And if the old nationalisms are put to one side, I think that can only be healthy.